بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء لا يرد بين الأذان والإقامة. رواه أبو داود والترمذي، وقال: حديث حسن. أنس رضي الله تعالى narrates that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the dua that is supplicated, invoked, made between azan and iqamat will never ever be rejected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to reiterate what we mentioned yesterday, very important reminder. Ibn Arabi rahimahullah mentions that this great fadilat and virtue of applying yourself in dua between azan and iqamat, and the acceptance of dua, is has to be preempted by basically fulfilling five sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pertaining to azan. The first is to reply to the azan by listening to the words and thereafter repeating the words of the muazzin. Secondly, to send salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam after having replied to the azan. Thereafter, to recite the two du'as that were mentioned in both the ahadith, one in Bukhari Sharif, one in Muslim Sharif. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمدا الوسيلة والفضيلة وابعثه مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. إنك لا تخلف الميعاد, as we mentioned, is not in the riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, but it is also found in other ahadith. Thereafter, أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله رضيت بالله ربا وبمحمد رسولا وبالإسلام دينا. Thereafter, we make dua. The point we reached up to yesterday was the Sahaba asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فماذا تقول؟ Ya Rasulullah, what dua particularly should we make? This is a time when the doors of Allah's mercy, rahmat, are open, and you have said that the dua that we will make at this time will never be rejected by Allah Ta'ala. So what should we ask Allah Ta'ala for? As we mentioned, an overriding principle in the what we call dua ma'athura, the manqul and reported duas that are taught to us by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Shariat favors what we call jami'iyat, in other words, comprehensiveness in our duas. Ask comprehensive duas. We can ask the same thing several times, but rather the dua should be short rather than longer. And the dua should be jami, comprehensive in its meaning. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Salullah al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ask Allah Ta'ala that He gives you afiyat in dunya and akhirah. You find amongst the daily duas that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make, this expression, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiya. Oh Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and I ask you for afiyat. Now, afiyat is one of the words in the Arabic language, expression found in ahadith, etc., that you cannot translate in just one word. The word afiyat, if ulama ikram mention, if you break it down, all this is contained in this one expression. One is they say that Ya Allah, protect me from kufr, protect me from bid'ah, protect me from sins, from trials, from illness, from grief, protect me from enemies and punishment, and grant me safety in akhirat. In other words, bodily and worldly safety, family well-being, financial protection, emotional and spiritual security, all this is contained in this expression, one expression, where you're asking Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. So afiyat is not something small, something very great. The uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, once he mentions, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, senior person of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and somebody who Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had profound love and respect for. He said, "Qultu ya Rasulullah, علمني شيئا أسأله الله. Teach me something that I might include it in the du'as that I make to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Salillaha al-afiya. That, oh my uncle, ask Allah ta'ala for afiyat. So he found to Abbas radiallahu anhu, he found this du'a, this reply not sufficient. In other words, he was expecting something more. So he himself, he says, فَمَكَثْتُ عَيَّامًا, I waited a few days. ثُمَّ جِئْتُ, then I came back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I said, Ya Rasulullah, عَلِّمْنِي شَيْئًا أَسْأَلُهُ اللَّهِ, teach me something by which I make invoke or ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized what had happened. Perhaps he felt that he was expecting something different or something that sounded more. So now the whole tone and expression of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed. Ya Abbas, O Abbas, Ya Amma Rasulillah, O uncle of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salillah al-afiyah fi dunya wal-akhirah. Ask Allah for afiyat in dunya and akhirah. This is sufficient for you. If Allah Ta'ala grants you that is sufficient. It's mentioned about Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that once he stood on the minbar of the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wept. And then he said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also stood on this minbar. And he said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Salullaha al-afwa wal-afiyah. Salullaha al-afwa wal-afiyah. Ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness and ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat. This is why I mentioned part of the daily du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was this expression. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah. That, oh Allah, I ask you for forgiveness and afiyat. To complete the saying of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that on the same minbar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sallallahu al-afwa wal-afiyah, فَإِنَّ أَحَدًا لَمْ يُعْطَ بَعْدَ الْيَقِينِ خَيْرًا مِنَ الْعَافِيَةِ. Because this is something that is so great that no one amongst you after yaqeen, after iman, after conviction and belief, perfect conviction and belief, yaqeen, after that there is no greater blessing that you can ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than afiyat. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became emotional when he mentioned this on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This brings us to the end of the chapter on azan. And obviously, azan is made so that it is a preparation for us. Azan is a preparation. If you look at the sequence, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah applied in this kitab. First was the chapter on wudu, where we dealt at length with the importance of wudu, how wudu should be carried out, fulfilling the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With wudu, thereafter Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brought this chapter on azan. Now, all this is leading towards what after iman is the most important command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not just the most important command of Allah ta'ala. It is awwalu ma yuhasabu bihi al-abdu, that obviously on the day of judgment the first criteria will be iman and kufr. Once a person's iman is established, not a kafir, azanallahu minha, then the first thing that Allah is going to ask you and I about on that day is our salah. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةُ فَإِنْ صَلُحَ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you have got your salah right on the day of judgment, if that is judged, not wanting, and you have fulfilled that injunction, then everything else will be perfect. صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَتْ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. And if there is a problem in this first injunction after iman, that of salah, then fasada sa'iru amalihi, everything else after that. And the beauty of our shariat, the beauty of our deen, if we look at just the preparation of salah, one, like we see, this chapter that just passed, azan, if the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to azan is fulfilled, then already ghufira lahu, Allah has forgiven all your sins. All this is a preparation now for the salah that is going to happen. Allah has forgiven your sins. You have reached the maqam of the acceptance of dua. Your duas are accepted. All this is, what is this? This is just the introduction to the salah. Person makes wuzu, not only are the sins of his limbs, as we, the ahadith passed, washed away and cleansed in that wudu that he is making, but after the wudu we are taught again dua, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahhirin. This hadith also passed. Unfortunately, many of us are not taking the trouble to learn these basic du'as. And in most of our wudu khanas, these du'as are actually written there. Constant reminder for us. At home, we should take the trouble, if you can't remember, for a few days, at least even write it. And the greatest, easiest means how we can bring these du'as alive in our lives is this targhib that is given to us, to give da'wat. In this 2.5 hours, the brothers are giving some, are giving daily to the masjid, taking part in the morning mashara, etc. In that day, the mulaqats that we make, try and give dawah to the same thing that we are learning in these ahadis. Meet somebody, for example. Dawah is what? Towards kalima namaz. So you're talking about namaz, wudu. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Wahdahu la sharika la, wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. What a beautiful dua. On the one hand, shahadat. And thereafter, Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawabin. Oh Allah, make me amongst those whose tawbah is, who make tawbah repeatedly and whose tawbah is accepted. Wudu is a means of tawbah, cleaning of you of your sins. Wa ja'alni min al-mutatahirin. Oh Allah, physically I have washed now. So let me be amongst those who are physically pure. So internally pure, forgiveness from sins. Externally pure, where you have purified yourself. What happens? What happens? The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that yadkhulu min abwaabil jannati thamaniya ayyuhuma shi'at. If you will just practice on this one sunnah, after wudu reading this dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you can enter from any of the 8 doors of jannah that you want. You choose which door of Jannah you want to enter from. So such virtues, this is just the muqaddama. This is just the introduction to Salah. So the next chapter, we've run out of time, inshallah we'll continue. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah has given it the heading, Babu Fadli Salawat, the chapter which deals with the virtue of Salah. Lagi wa stofi, Ismail.